Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. An 84-year-old white man charged in the shooting and wounding of a black teenager who mistakenly walked up to the man's house in Kansas City pleaded not guilty to felony charges Wednesday during his first court appearance in the case. Andrew Lester would face a maximum sentence of life in prison if convicted of first-degree assault. And last week, Governor Laura Kelly joined state legislators at a groundbreaking ceremony in southwest Kansas.
The railway received nearly $15 million in funding from public and private sources to upgrade the southwest Kansas infrastructure from Dodge City to Hugoton. Governor Kelly advocated for the project's grant application to the Federal Railroad Administration, saying that it's an investment in the agriculture industry and the economy. The upgrades will make it easier and more efficient for local businesses to transport biodiesel and other agricultural products. I'm J.P. Bazant.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of double stack JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Today, Governor Kelly signed Senate substitute for HB 2302, which is a bipartisan bill that increases funding for the state water plan, including two funds for grants for water-related infrastructure projects. The bill represents a significant increase in funding for water, adding $18 million on top of the annual $8 million for the state water plan and $17 million for the two grant funds. In total, the bill designates an additional $35 million in funding to protect essential water resources, and the bill includes that it is the legislative intent to continue this funding through 2027. The bill also appropriates $52 million to pay off debt for the Milford and Perry Reservoirs funding that was included in the governor's budget released in January, saving Kansas taxpayers money in long-term interest payments. Governor Kelly also signed House Bill 2279, which is a bipartisan bill that requires Kansas's five groundwater management districts to submit annual reports to the Kansas legislature with updated water conservation and stabilization plans to the Kansas Department of Agriculture. The reports to the legislature will outline expenditures for water conservation efforts and stabilization of agricultural consumption. A groundwater management district oversees the management of groundwater resources, conservation, and use in five regions of the state with significant aquifer storage and use. A man has been arrested for allegedly buying large amounts of goods across Kansas with forged checks. The Barton County Sheriff's Office said that after weeks of tracking, 65-year-old North Carolina resident Roger Cornegay has been arrested for allegedly using fake checks. An authority said that he would purchase goods at farm stores, implement dealers, and parts houses all over the state with those checks. Cornegay had recently been released from federal parole and had been using at least 25 different aliases. Detectives obtained a warrant and received information that suggested Cornegay would be heading to Oberlin from Nebraska. And on February 14th, officers arrested Cornegay, and he's being held in the Decatur County Jail on a $100,000 bond. The investigation is ongoing, and several other jurisdictions are expected to file charges. In a typical year, green pastures would be flourishing throughout Kansas. However, the ongoing drought has left dry grounds for beef cattle to graze. The issue hits western Kansas the hardest, where the U.S. Drought Monitor lists exceptionally dry conditions, and the pastures do not contain enough proteins to maintain healthy cows. Kansas State University Extension beef cattle expert Justin Wagner said they're getting into a situation where producers will be looking into some other feeding options because they may not be able to turn out cattle onto some of the pastures, or they may need to delay turning out onto those pastures. And with tons of ranchers searching for hay and failed milo to source as feed, shortages are now an issue. Currently, the price of forage is much higher than usual, with a ton of cake being anywhere from $400 to $600, which adds up. The income ranchers usually earn from the beef cattle enterprise is now stunted because of feed prices, and many ranchers have made the heart-wrenching decision to sell some of their cattle, causing an influx of cows to be sold at livestock auctions throughout the state. This is one way for ranchers to keep from going under, but it's not the preferred decision, with ranchers saying that it's the last thing that they want to do because when they're trying to get good bloodlines going and create really good beef, there are ranchers that work a lifetime to build the cow herd that they have, and they hate to sell them off now. In addition to feed shortages, ranchers are also lacking water sources for their beef cattle, as the lack of rain has left farm ponds dry. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. Five doctors and five advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience and helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
State Representative Barbara Wassinger of Hays has announced that Karen's Law, HB 2027, was signed into law by Governor Kelly. The legislation creates a procedure to prevent the distribution of a person's assets to someone charged with killing that person. And prior to the passage of the law, a person charged with killing someone could collect from their estate until found guilty of the crime. In a news release, Wassinger said Karen's Law is another much-needed provision in the law to protect victims of abuse, as the need for this legislation was brought to Wassinger's attention by Jeremiah and Casey Schumacher after the death of Jeremiah's mother, Karen Schumacher. Jeremiah's father is currently in jail, charged with the alleged murder of his wife, when it was discovered that he had access to Karen's assets. Jeremiah and Casey went to court to prevent this from happening, and then went to Wassinger for her help to fix this void in probate law. Wassinger added that this became a bipartisan project that was near and dear to her to help the Schumachers, and she wanted to thank Jeremiah, Casey, their Aunt Sue, and her colleague and co-sponsor, Representative Barbara Ballard of Lawrence, for all of their help and support to get Karen's Law enacted into Kansas law. Marijuana laws are changing constantly across the country. However, one thing that hasn't changed is the legalities behind impaired driving. To help keep drug-impaired drivers off the roads, the Kansas Department of Transportation and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reminds all drivers of the safety message, "If you feel different, you drive different." Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, said many people don't realize it can be just as dangerous to drive while using certain drugs or substances as it is for alcohol. Marijuana, anti-anxiety medications, painkillers, and muscle relaxants are just a few of the many substances that can seriously impact one's reaction times and ability to drive safely. April 20th each year marks the unofficial marijuana holiday, which tends to see an increase in its use. But whether a person uses marijuana or another substance, they should never drive afterwards, as driving under the influence penalties are not limited to defined alcohol concentrations. According to Kansas law, a person is driving under the influence if operating any vehicle while under the influence of any drug or combination of drugs to a degree that renders the person incapable of safely driving a vehicle. Herman said that you should give your keys to a sober driver if you find yourself drug impaired, and never get in the vehicle with an impaired driver. He also said that if you have a friend or loved one who is impaired, step in and help them get home safely, and don't worry about offending someone because they'll thank you later. More information is available on the Traffic Safety Campaign, If You Feel Different, You Drive Different, by visiting the NHTSA's website at nhtsa.gov. Governor Kelly signed a bill on Tuesday that updates the Special Education for Exceptional Children Act to include dyslexia under the list of disabilities covered. And as a result of the bill, schools will be required to provide additional resources and support to students with dyslexia. Governor Kelly said that ensuring Kansas's special education students have the tools they need to thrive is one of her top priorities. And that means recognizing all students, including students with dyslexia, who may need additional support and resources. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a guardrail maintenance and replacement project along U.S. 36 in eastern Phillips County. The work is being done at various locations on approximately 7 miles of U.S. 36, starting near E 300 Road and ending at the Smith County line. Most of the project activity will take place on the highway shoulder with minimal traffic impacts expected. Occasional lane closures may be necessary at times, and traffic will be directed through those work zones by flaggers. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be completed in November, conditions permitting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
You want your bank to offer services that are easy to use and easy to understand. With Equity Bank, you have access to great banking services like online banking and bill pay, a free mobile app, Apple and Android Pay, and even mobile check deposit. Unlike other banks, Equity Bank won't hide fees and complicated services or disclosure language. Plus, customers put even more money in their pocket thanks to nationwide ATM access and no fees on your ATM transactions. Equity Bank, with locations in Norton and Almena, member FDIC.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly on Wednesday signed House Bill 2335. A bipartisan bill that increases investment by $5 million per year to improve maintenance of short-line railroad track. In a statement, the governor says by rehabilitating more short-line railroads across the state, we are making it easier and more efficient for local businesses to move food and fuel to the market. She says the investments built on one of Kansas's great strengths, being a central part of supply chains throughout the country. The Rail Service Improvement Fund program provides funding for improvements and upgrades to rail infrastructure across Kansas. The bill would increase annual funding to the program from $5 million to $10 million, and expand program eligibility to include qualifying track maintenance projects for short-line railroads. Acting State Secretary of Transportation Calvin Reed says the state's ongoing investment in short-line rail infrastructure will enhance market competitiveness and better position Kansas communities to attract new industry and provide opportunities for businesses to expand. Now, the U.S. House on Tuesday failed to override a veto by President Joe Biden, which means the administration's regulation stays in place, expanding which waters and wetlands can be regulated under the Federal Clean Water Act. The House did not clear the two-thirds mark needed to overturn the president's veto of a resolution that would have blocked the administration's recent Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS regulation. House members voted 227 to 196 to override the veto, including all but one of the Republicans present and 10 Democrats in favor. In March, both the House and Senate passed a disapproval resolution with bipartisan support that would have scrapped Biden's Waters of the U.S. rule. Two federal judges have issued two preliminary injunctions against implementing the WOTUS rule in 26 states. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Lawmakers in both the House and Senate voted to roll back the new Waters of the U.S. rule. The Congressional Review Act resolution of disapproval passed in the Senate with a bipartisan vote of 53-43, and in the House, a vote of 227-198. Despite that, President Biden vetoed the resolution.
He is not going to follow the will of Congress to repeal this rule. It was a commitment that he made during his campaign.
Farm Bureau Senior Government Affairs Director Courtney Briggs says with the veto, the rule remains in 48 states pending other litigation.
In two states, the rule has been halted by a district court in Texas. We will be keeping an eye on another case in North Dakota that encompasses 24 states.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We're done with the 80s for a while over the Central Plains with a few rounds of cool air moving in behind yesterday's cold front. We'll be much closer to average through the upcoming weekend statewide, mostly 50s and 60s today and maybe a few low 70s. Meanwhile, the wind will stay gusty for the next 2 days, letting up a little bit by Saturday and Sunday. Fire weather conditions again today for our southwest up through the north central counties. Our next low pressure system will be arriving late Sunday night or early Monday. On the map, heading into this afternoon, yesterday's cold front that caused the severe weather for many of our central and eastern counties last night is moving off to the east. We've got high pressure from the central Rockies expanding out into the plains, so it should be sunny with a few clouds. Wind will be generally out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour, but gusting 35 occasionally. Cooler air is moving in, and that'll keep us at about average on today's highs. A weak low will develop in northeast New Mexico overnight, might bring a few light showers into our southwestern counties, otherwise things look clear. It'll be chilly for our western high plains, dropping into the 20s, mostly 30s and 40s elsewhere. Strong high pressure builds in tomorrow, so it should be a sunny and breezy day. Highs mostly in the 50s and 60s, and wind will stay gusty. Looking at the weekend, we'll get sunny weather on Saturday with another round of cool air coming in, sunny and a little bit warmer on Sunday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the mid to upper 50s with mid to upper 20s overnight, low to mid 60s in the north central counties, and tonight we're in the mid 30s. Mid to upper 60s northeast and upper 30s and low 40s overnight, low to mid 60s southwest, tonight we're in the upper 20s and low 30s. Upper 60s to low 70s in the south central counties, mid 30s to low 40s overnight. Low 70 southeast, and tonight we're in the low 40s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1 1/4, 849. Dece up 1 1/4, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3/4. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 1/4, 620 and 3/4. March up 10 3/4. August soybeans up 58 1/2, 1678. November up 34 1/2.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Thanks for listening to KQNKAM and FM.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch. To protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at qualitystructures.com.
In a market like the one we're going through, some people shy away from investing altogether, thinking it's too risky. But it's important to bear in mind that not investing can also be a risk to your